So the title for the sermon is, Why Does God Allow Pain and Suffering? In today's world, you don't have to turn the news on long to hear about all the pain and suffering in the world. From the tornadoes in Texas and all the people that lost their lives and homes, the war in Ukraine, people losing their lives on both sides, and refugees fleeing and don't know what's happening to their homes, inflation and the prices of everything rising, people don't know where they're going to get the money for everything, health problems, the loss of a loved one. We all experience pain and suffering. In John 16:33, Jesus said, These things I have spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In this world there will be pain and suffering, but we know that Jesus has overcome the world. This should give us hope and strength. In verse 32, Jesus warns the disciples that they are going to scatter. And even after the disciples scatter, Jesus didn't give up on them, and Jesus isn't going to give up on us either. So there's like, we broke it in the session, it was broke down, and there's to like five categories. So five reasons for pain and suffering. So one, the broken world. In Genesis 1:31, God says how everything was good. In Genesis chapter 3, we can read about how Adam and Eve sin caused there to be pain and suffering in the world. Just as today, people's sin causes pain and suffering. Two, pain pointers. Pain points us to a problem. When you touch something hot, you feel the pain and you let go. If you didn't feel any pain, you would just keep on holding on to the hot item and you would be hurting your body even more and you wouldn't even realize it. Pain can bring a positive result before we have the time to even think about it. Pain points us to a problem, and a problem points us to seek a solution. A quote from C.S. Lewis is, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciousness, but shouts in our pains. It is His megaphone to arouse a deaf world. Three, we are not puppets. God allows us to have free will. He gives us the option to choose good or evil. Cold is the absence of heat. Dark is the absence of light. And evil is the absence of good. If we didn't have evil, we wouldn't know how good God really is. God won't take our free will away from us, and He won't force Himself on us either. We all have choices to make, and all our choices have consequences, good and bad. In the beginning, Adam and Eve had the choice to be whether or not they were going to eat the fruit. And they did, and their choices led to them being kicked out of the garden and having to work and them having to endure pain and suffering. If you don't show up to work on time, there's a chance you're going to get fired. If you don't study for a test, you're not going to do as well on the test. But if you practice hard for a sport, you might make the varsity team. Or if you work hard at work, you might get a promotion. Every day, we make choices, good and bad. Number four, perspective. How we look at pain and suffering helps us deal with it. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We don't always see a purpose for the pain in God, but God might be trying to mature us. He might be trying to make us more Christ-like, trying to get us to rely on him and not ourselves. His ways are always higher than our ways. Romans 8:18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Our present suffering won't compare to the glory we will receive one day. Many times we lose sight of the glory that is to come and focus on the suffering today. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For those that love God, he will work all things for good. God uses evil, pain, and suffering for good. This is not a promise for everybody. It is only a promise for believers. When we look at pain and suffering the way God does, we learn to accept it because we know he is with us. 5, to be able to help people in pain. Second Corinthians 1:3-7 says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. For the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is with your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. For whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation, and our hope is of you, is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye also be the consolation." Verse 4 says that because of the pain and suffering we have endured, it makes us better equipped to comfort somebody else. When comforting others, we should comfort them with the comfort we have received. We shouldn't talk too much like Job's friends. When they tried to talk to them, they were good when they came and sat with him. But then they started to talk, and then they were not helping Job at all. We should sit with them, listen, and be there. And the best thing we can do is point them to God's love and faithfulness. And now Tyler's going to come and take the prayer requests.